I wrote this poem while traveling in Sicily with a Sicilian photographer named Giuseppe Mineo. He knew every interesting place. It was nighttime. We were in a mountain area. You could look up at the sky and see forever. So we entered the place and we thought we would stay. There was a locando, a place where you could sleep as well as eat. And they took us up to a balcony area and we looked down and we saw some old women with a large sheet shaking a tree of its white berries, white mulberries. We decided to stay and have what we thought would be some rustic fare. Ha! It turned out to be better than Le Cercle, the Four Seasons. Here's the poem, L'Antica Filanda, the restaurant of the gods, for Nats Kamaka. I'm going to read this in the voice of Nats Kamaka, who was a Sicilian World War II hero, flew the India-Burma-China bomb, and then expatriated to Sicily. When the ancient gods, Zeus and Hermes, tired of their daily fare of ambrosia and nectar, decided to descend from Olympus to seek a restaurant that might prepare some enticements comparable but different, they came to L'Antica Filanda in Galati Marmatino, and after homemade bread, quattro antipasti, piatto primo e secondo, coniglio e agnello, each dish with its own wine, semifreddo di pistacchio d'Eletta, tortino di cioccolato, they refused to leave. They kept eating and eating and drinking and drinking and eating, demanding more and more until an uproar rose on Olympus, demanding their return. Chaos was reigning. Eris was wreaking her discord. People who were seeking the intervention of the gods found their supplications going completely unanswered. Finally, with genuine concern for humanity, not a little pity for the gods themselves, the cook at L'Antica Filanda agreed to go up to Olympus to cook there for a time and to teach the cook of the gods the specialties and secrets of L'Antica Filanda. And that is how the ancient gods continued to reign on Olympus for a time, that is, until their cook died. Follow-up on this is, when I handed the poem to the owner, Cook Userapi, he canceled all the charges for the wines and the desserts, something that only happens in Sicily. And later on, when there was a Sicilian food festival in Manhattan, he and his wife came and cooked there, and I went to see him, and we had a dinner, and I asked him to read the poem in Italian, and I read it in English. Later, it was translated into Sicilian.